Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I'm your host, Deepa Soman, and these are the major news stories of Sunday, April 7, 2024. Prime Minister Modi launched a stinging attack on the Congress manifesto, said it looks like that of the Muslim League. AAP leaders organized a collective fast in Delhi's Jandar Mandir to protest against Kejriwal's arrest. Arrested TMC leader's wife lodged FIR against NIA officers alleging assault. Nurse Anita rejoined Kozhikode Medical College Hospital as government intervened to end protest. Kerala government to distribute 2 months' arrears of welfare pension from Tuesday. Let's get into the details. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Sunday launched a stinging attack on the Congress. He charged that its recently released manifesto smacked of politics of appeasement and read as if it was brought out by the Muslim League. He was addressing an election rally in Bihar's Nawada district. Modi also lambasted AICC President Mallikarjun Kharge's objection to his mention of the abrogation of Article 370 during the poll campaign in Rajasthan. The national president of the Congress does not hold a small post. He says, what does Article 370 have to do with Rajasthan? This is the mentality of Tukde Tukde gang. His views are an insult to security personnel from Rajasthan and even Bihar, who died fighting insurgents in Jammu and Kashmir and their bodies came back wrapped in the tricolour, alleged the PM. The PM also spoke of his government's move against the anti-women practice of triple talaq and alleged, the Congress recently came out with a manifesto that appears as if it was the manifesto of Muslim League. It smacks of appeasement. I wonder why the India bloc is so hostile towards popular sentiments. They did not turn up for Pran Pratishtha at Ayodhya even though the temple was constructed through public donations and not with government money. Ram Navami is approaching. Do not forget their sins, Modi said. Top Aam Aadmi Party leaders held a day-long fast at Jandar Mandir in Delhi on Sunday to protest against the arrest of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and accuse the BJP of resorting to dictatorship. Several party volunteers and supporters took part in the fast in the national capital, singing patriotic songs and waving posters, showing an image of Kejriwal behind bars. Similar protests were held in other states as well as by Indians abroad, including at Harvard Square in Boston, the Hollywood sign in Los Angeles, outside the Indian Embassy in Washington, D.C., in New York, Times Square and Toronto, London and Melbourne, among others, party leaders said. Kejriwal, arrested on March 21st, is in judicial custody till April 15. Wife of arrested TMC leader Mono Brother Jana has filed an FIR against NIA officials alleging that they tried to outrage her modesty after forcibly entering her residence in Bhupati Nagar in the pretext of conducting a probe, a police officer said on Sunday. The National Investigation Agency on Saturday arrested two key conspirators, Balay Charan Maiti and Mono Brother Jana, in a 2022 blast case in West Bengal's Purba Medinpur district in which 3 persons were killed. Jana's wife Moni Jana lodged her complaint with Bhupati Nagar police station alleging that NIA officers also vandalized properties in her residence during their raids on Saturday morning, he said. We have registered an FIR after receiving a complaint from a woman alleging assault by NIA officers. We are looking into the complaint, the police officer told PTI. IPC Section 354 for assaulting any woman with an intention to outrage her modesty was attached to the complaint, the police officer said. A team of the NIA was allegedly attacked by a mob on Saturday when it went to arrest 2 main suspects in the 2022 blast case in Purba Medinipur district, sparking a political slugfest with Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, accusing the investigators of assaulting the villagers. The National Investigation Agency said one of its officers was injured and a vehicle was damaged in the attack that happened in Bhupati Nagar. Senior Nursing Officer PB Anita rejoined Kozhikode Government Medical College on Sunday as her sit-in protest in front of the hospital over the job denial forced the government to issue an order. The nurse, who was transferred to Idukki for allegedly supporting the survivor in the ICU sexual assault case, started the stir, after the medical college authority refused to reinstate her despite a high court order. However, Anita declared that she would not withdraw her contempt of court petition against the state government despite being reinstated in the hospital. She took the decision after the government moved a review petition against a high court order that directed the health department to reinstate her in Kozhikode Medical College Hospital. Talking to Manorama News, Anita argued that the government should have reinstated her soon after the high court issued the order. The health department issued an order to reinstate Anita at Kozhikode Government Medical College on Saturday as Congress and BJP extended solidarity with her protest. However, the government order pointed out that the appointment would be subject to the High Court's verdict in its review petition. The Kerala government will start distributing social security and welfare pensions for 2 months from April 9th, Tuesday. Beneficiaries will get Rs. 3,200 before Ramzan and Vishu. In March, the finance minister had assured that beneficiaries would get 2 months' installments ahead of Vishu while announcing the dispersal of the pension arrears for the month of August 2023. From April 9th, pension arrears for September and October will be distributed. Among the 62 lakh beneficiaries, all those who completed the mustering process will receive the pension. The amount will be transferred to the bank accounts of those who registered the details with the government, and others will receive the amount through cooperative societies. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Dose, hosted by me, Deepa Soman, and produced by Vishnu Muralidharan, with technical support from Idea Brew Studios. Follow on Manorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news, and be sure to come back tomorrow.